Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
What is going on in a lot of houses?
Oh, really?
This went on. This happened because, you know, everybody bringing them this pot, that pot, the pot look. You know how it go. And it happened in my house. And I'm tired of it. This was my last one. But this right here is the pot look. Bad pot look. That's the title. Bad pot luck.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I know y'all done had speed bangs and stuff in y'all house. It's just trifling. Okay. I'm not going to say nothing, but I sure want to say something. But I know my wife listen. But your cousin can't bring no peach cobbler no more and put some damn blueberries in it. She can't do that no damn. I'm just going to go and see it. She can't do it no more. Okay? You can't bring no greens and then have some kind of meat in it that ain't turkey, and we don't know what that is. You can't do that no more. To us.
Okay. Summer sausage.
In your greens.
In the greens. What you doing? You cannot experiment on big holidays, all right? This is bad potluck. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to find a Heather.
Excuse me? What you say?
I'm trying to reach a Heather.
Is this Heather? How are you?
Okay, listen. I got your number from Lois. That's my mama. I'm Maurice. I'm Lois' oldest son.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Lois. Who's Lois?
Lois.
Oh, okay. Wait. Lois. Yes. Hi. Okay. How are you?
I'm good. You was at Mama Dean's house on New Year's Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody was there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I got there, you was gone. But what I'm calling about is you the one made the black eyed peas, right?
I did. You enjoyed them?
No, I ain't enjoyed a mother thing. That's why I'm calling you.
Wait.
Let me say this.
No. I'm at work. You can't talk to me like this. Don't do that. Say whatever you got to say, but please don't curse at me.
Here go the deal. Your mother beans got my stomach all jacked up, and I didn't have to go down to the doctor to get my stomach pumped. I ain't got no damn insurance or none of this. You know, this didn't have me messed up for the last week.
I'm trying to get your number
for the longest to tell you exactly, you know, how up your damn beans is.
Okay, first of all, I told your ass I'm at work. I'm around all these white people. I can't talk to you the way I want to talk to you. But let me just tell you this. Don't call me with the dumb First of all, there's a whole bunch of food there. How do you know? How can you single out my damn beans that made you sit with all that god food there? You're not going to blame me. Get the out of here.
Mama Dean said you was the one that made the beans.
I don't give a what Mama Dean said. It was all this food there, and you're going to single out my beans? Nobody else complained? You know what the day's date is? Okay? Ain't not one other person called me about them beans. And as a matter of fact, other people were complimenting me. So for you to call me with the dumb all late and wrong, going to blame me probably because you need a doctor's appointment. You should have got Obamacare when it was available to you. And now you want to call me with no. So you can tell
somebody. You trying to blame this somebody else's food. Joe Beans my stomach up. And that's what it boils down to. And at the end of the day, you're finna give me some money
at the end of the bill. No, the hell I ain't. What doctor bill? You said you don't have insurance. So how the hell did you go to the doctor with no insurance?
I had to pay out my pocket to get my stomach pumped.
Oh, okay, well, it's taken care of. If you paid out your pocket, that means the bill is paid. So you can get
And you going to reimburse me what?
No, I'm not going to reimburse you with shit. Okay? In fact, I got more beans for you since you got a problem with them. I got a whole bowl for you. Okay? How about? Because you're full of shit. So if it made you shit, that's good for you.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this here right now. The bill was $472. I need $472 for your bullshit.
No. You're not getting no money from me, and I need to go because I got work to do. I don't know what you got to do, spending all this time on the fucking phone talking about some beans with all that food. So the rice didn't do it, the meat didn't do it. They had smothered gravy. Gravy always fucks people up. That didn't do it. You want to single out my beans? Out of here. Don't be calling me with this dumb. You know what? Now, tell me who gave me your number, because I don't even know you. I do know your mom a little
Mama
bit.
Mama Dean gave me your number. I called Mama
Dean. So Mama Dean passing out numbers? Well, I'm going to call Mama Dean, and I'm going to see if anybody else got sick, which I know they didn't, because your ass is full of shit. So I'm going to call her, see if anybody got sick. How about we do it that way? And also, I'm going to call your mother, okay? I'm going to call Miss Lois and see why her their son is calling me on the phone, because this is some bull. I'm fucking sick and tired of this phone call, and nothing was wrong with my beans. If anything, something wrong with you. And so take a laxative, clear your ass out, and keep it the moving. But you're going to get off my goddamn phone.
Okay. They say Tommy has some problem with the beans, too.
First of all, I don't even know no goddamn Thomas. I barely know your mom. I just know her by face. I don't even know her. So, Tommy, fuck you. I'm calling Mama Dean. She ain't got no business giving my mother number to nobody. This is Thomas Hill.
What you want me to tell Tommy then?
I just told you I don't know anybody named Tommy. Okay, so you can tell him whatever the you want to tell him. And if you're trying to gain other people who want to jump on your side, it's not going to happen because nobody complained about the beans. Give me another name because Tommy wasn't there. I know just about everybody that was there. Wasn't nobody named Tommy there.
Okay. So you're going to say Nephew Tommy wasn't there?
What?
Nephew Tommy. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Heather, you just...
Are you crazy?
Your cousin Faye got me to prank phone call.
Are you crazy? I'm at work. People walking by me, looking at me. I'm about to get written up with you, Tommy. Are you crazy? And I know my beans are good. I know they're good.
Are you... Oh man, you got me wanting to taste your black eyed peas, baby.
They are good. Nobody complain. I'm sitting here like, I know I ain't get these people sick. You ain't gonna get no money.
Tell me this, baby. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, but you know it's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh my God. This is great.
Keep cooking your beans, baby. You all good.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Hey, and next year, I'll probably pop up at Mama Dean's house. Yeah?
You are welcome to come.
We're going to stop all this.
What?
This
what
bad is... potluck. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop bringing these potlucks.
Think, food police.
Well, we need food police. You know what happened in my house?
What?
You know, I've been doing keto, low carbs, just decided, you know, I'm enjoying my day, so I let go. And I had 3 sweet potato pies. I said, okay.
Okay, hey. Yummy.
So when I get through, I'm going to chill. I'm going to give me this big hunk of sweet potato pie.
Yes,
do you know they ate all 3 of them sweet potato pies?
Before you got to?
Dog, I went over there and Marjorie said, you didn't get no pie? I said, no, I was waiting because I was on the... After the game, they done ate all 3 of them sweet potato pies.
The kids,
the grandparents, their friends. I walked in the kitchen, I looked at everybody.
I'm different. I get mad at my wife at that point. Have me some food set aside. Mm-hmm. Take care of me. I'm sorry.
First of all, your tone.
My tone was very nice.
No. Have me some food set aside.
Okay.
If you don't mind, would you have me a plate set aside? I'm not going to eat these large, gigantic plates that everybody are eating. I'm not going to do that.
What if she put your plate aside and somebody eat it?
No, we whooping somebody ass. Now you done came to my house stealing.
All right. Well, thank you, nephew, for that. Good luck in your marriage.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.